Recording.
All right, let's do it. Go.
Okay.
Go.
Going.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for December 19th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
My apologies.
Yeah, you
blew
it.
Last week. I did blow it.
You blew it.
There was no show last week because of me.
We recorded a whole show. Well,
we thought we recorded a whole show.
Yeah.
We just talked to each other for 50 minutes and recorded the first 30 seconds.
Oh, so mad at you. God, you suck. That's just... I mean, I don't want to hang on it because there's not. You can't like apologize enough about it. To be honest,
I'm so
furious. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. So you just make me. I was like trying to take a nap just now. You're like, let's do the podcast. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm watching Aladdin.
Like how every Monday evening, you act like it's this big surprise. Like, oh, Ajguy wants to record the podcast now.
Tired.
We do it the same time almost every Monday.
Tired.
It's like we eat dinner and then we record every Monday.
What's the news like?
I got stuff.
Let's hear it.
Well, do you want to give the rest of the rundown?
Yeah, it'll be a surprise this week.
Okay.
No real reason. Don't actually like get your hopes up. I don't feel like doing that.
Well, let's since we kind of missed it last week, we had a great talk about the VGAs.
Scott, yeah, I wish you could have heard it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
There's two things in particular we do want to cover. You want to do the good or the bad first?
Not good. Why not?
All right, let's talk about the Last of Us trailer. So you can imagine we were pretty excited about this.
Yeah. I'm like about to tell a story that we told. And I hate this now. Like I hate like just trying to repeat myself. Is okay? Yeah, we watched it. We watched the trailer. And I was like, oh, here comes the new Sony exclusive, and it's like Sony Computer Entertainment America presents. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like I care. And it's like Naughty Dog. I'm like, ah.
Both of us just made some kind of guttural sound and then froze in place for about 10 seconds.
It's like, yeah. So that was very good.
Yes. Now. Here's the thing. I mean, you're a big opponent to the apocalyptic zombie thing.
Yeah, it's kind of overplayed, overdone. If they say they're going to make an emotional and well-told story out of it, then okay, it's not a dog. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. If it's like a survival game, it's fine.
Is that like an action shooters of
zombies? Yeah, yeah. If it's not like just mow down a horde of zombies, that'll be better to me. The zombies are actually scary and not just...
Cannon fodder?
Yeah, and not exactly. Like, if they really do the whole, like, limited resources thing well, I'll be excited. Plus, it's Naughty Dog. I trust them. I do. I like that, Braid Fart, Nathan Drake,
Nolan North?
Yeah, thank you. I like that Nolan North is very clearly and obviously, like, the main guy character.
Yeah, it's like he's just their actor.
Right, it's like, It's like Leonardo DiCaprio with Martin Scorsese. Like, yeah, why not? Keep using him. He's good.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, he's got the whole... He understands your system very well. But, you know, already one of my most anticipated games now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it looks
gorgeous. They're not zombies. It's a fungal infection.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate... Well, I like that it's not desolate apocalypse. I like that it's, like, overgrown.
Yeah, it's I Am Legend, like, apocalypse, where it's just, like, the absence of humans. It's like that show on the Discovery Channel, The World After People. Like, everything overgrows.
Yeah, I never saw it. I'll take your word for it.
It looks like that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it is.
With fungus zombies.
Yes.
Fungbees. Or Zomgul.
No.
Zomguy?
No.
Okay, next.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
We ranted about this a lot. Yeah, basically we hate it.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't personally understand how more people don't hate it. I don't know. It looks so dumb to me.
Here's the thing. I mean, I've made no secret on this podcast my disdain for Japanese action games, which I find boring and over the top in all the wrong ways. So you take the guys who made Bayonetta, a game that I do not particularly care for.
I liked Bayonetta. I kind of saw Bayonetta as like a parody of those kind of games. I don't know if it actually was, but...
Right. I don't think it was. So now, It's not like the Metal Gear Solid universe. Oh, excuse me, just the Metal Gear universe, because this isn't a sequel.
It's not a sequel, but it takes place after the events of Metal Gear Solid 4. What does that mean?
I don't know. So now, like it's like you're taking over-the-top storytellers with even more over-the-top storytellers, and like they're gonna multiply off each other.
Make the most stupid over-the-top thing ever.
Like, it's like I bet you like people be picking up Metal Gear Rays and throwing.
That's so dumb. When he like literally picks up a Metal Gear Ray.
And throws it like it's nothing.
Like, you're literally not. Like, I know he's like a cyborg.
You know what you said about zombies being cannon fodder?
Yeah.
What happens when Metal Gears become cannon fodder?
Yeah, honestly. Like, he just like throws it like, I'm pretty strong. I'm riding. Like, oh, shut up. You're all sleek and what? How impressive can his stupid nanobots in his blood be that he can lift a walking tank? Go to hell.
It's a matter of leverage. It's not even strength.
Yeah, his arms are too small. You do it.
And the bad guys are a bunch of Matrix agent ripoffs with cybernetics on their face.
Of course. Yeah, like, you know, the whole...
Then, like, you know, they took away the whole slice-anything mechanic from the original reveal of Metal Gear Solid Rising. Because they realized if you could cut anything in the level, there never would be a level big enough. You just cut your way through it.
Right.
Until they put an invisible wall. So now it's like... When you're beating up a guy, first of all, like in regular combat, you're hitting guys with a sword, and they're just like whoa.
The regular combat thing looked very much like the standard action game crap, where it's like people are standing around, and it's weird because you hit them with the same sword, except they stagger. Like, oh, they got hit.
Yeah, but then you like do some finishing move thing where you slice them 50 times in a second, and they all cut into pieces, which is like kind of cool the first time you see it. Probably by like the third time, it'll get boring, and by the 10th time, you want to gouge your eyes out. I just have some,
like, I understand, like, maybe they'll explain it, but how did, after Metal Gear Solid 4, the Raiden become a cyborg again, and why is his character completely different? Like, he's like...
I don't think they'll explain it.
Why is he working for corporations again? I thought he hated corporations.
Yeah, he was going to become a family man. It was a nice ending.
And, like, why is he, like, really... They're like, oh, that's a rogue cyborg over there. He's like, oh, this will be fun. I'm like, what? I wouldn't think that, like, oh, this is fun. And two, he was, like, he was whiny in two. And three, he was, like, very...
I mean four.
What? Yeah, in four, I mean, he was very, subdued.
Stoic?
Yeah, stoic. So now he's very,
resigned to his task, I guess? I don't know. Now he's, like,
now he's
cocky,
arrogant and cocky.
Yeah.
Now he's...
And then we
now
got,
he's
like,
a male Bayonetta.
And then there's another... What looks like it's going to be a half-hour cutscene of him fighting a guy who looks a lot like Vamp on a train.
Yeah, but can't be Vamp because...
Because he died of cancer.
Maybe it's Vamp's brother or something that dumb.
Well, it would have made sense...
I bet it is going to be that dumb.
It would have made sense if it took place before 4, like it was supposed to.
Yeah, quite.
So...
I hate this game.
So then we found out what the whole development history of it is even more convoluted. Apparently, the game was canceled. Like, literally, Metal Gear Solid Rising was canceled, put on the shelf. Even though they had all this tech done... All those motion capture, the story,
the
voice acting.
We think when, like, a decision like that happens, do you think, like, Hideo Kojima gets in trouble? Like, hey, you wasted a lot of money and resources on that. It's just going to cancel that, huh?
Well,
that just seems weird. Like,
they have their whole little video thing explaining it, and it basically seems like Kojima was, like, not really directly saying it, but it's like, I don't want to make Metal Gear anymore, so I tried to give it to, like, some young guys in the studio, and then the young guys are like, yeah, we failed. Real bad. And then Kojima was like, God damn it, I still have to keep doing this because no one else can do it.
Oh, we messed this up. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
So terrible. So apparently, like, some people from Platinum were, like, visiting Konami. I like to think this, too. Like, they have, like, little tea parties of different game developers in Japan or something. They're like, oh, this game's not getting done. That's a shame. We'll do it. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Here you go. And so then they're like, well, we want to change the story and use our own engine and make it even dumber. And that's what happened.
I have no interest to play a Metal Gear game that doesn't involve stealth.
Yeah.
It's bad enough when the game doesn't have Snake in it. Now there's no stealth. Or, I don't, like...
Yeah, like, what is this? I mean,
I just,
characters
I
from Metal... Our character from Metal,
like,
Gear,
I guess. I'm not interested in Metal... Like, Metal Gear Solid Rising was supposed to have stealth. This clearly doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's completely gone.
I'm not interested in Metal Gear the action game. Especially the Metal Gear, the melee action game with the sword. I didn't like the sword when you had it in it, too. I'm like, I don't want to have a sword.
Yeah.
Like, basically, the whole problem with this whole thing was that people liked the cyborg ninja character in Metal Gear Solid. Because
yes,
he was cool.
Because he was an interesting character.
Now they've driven it to the ground. They're like, people liked that, right? Well, well, we'll have him in two again, except it's going to be a girl. Like, that character didn't need to come back in two in whatever way. And then Ryan turns into him in four. Like, okay. And now, like, you just play as a ninja. It's dumb. Weren't these games, like, originally, like, very... It's amazing how less and less grounded these games become.
I know.
Like,
that's what made Metal Gear Solid 1 and 3 so interesting, is they were so grounded.
Like, 3 had,
they still had, like, some fantastical things. That's fine.
3 was almost... It had paranormal things, I would say.
But, like... It still was plausible in a weird way, especially since it took place enough in the future that this technology could exist. Then, like, 2 fell apart for me when you had Fortune, who could, like, you know, like nothing could kill her. But then you found out it was, like, they stuck, like, an electromagnet thing on her she didn't know about. And I was like, okay, it makes sense. Then somehow, with magic, she holds her hands in front of her and blocks an entire barrage from a Metal Gear. And the only explanation is magic. Like, what? What does that mean? Like, what happened? And this thing's like, she really is Lady Luck. No!
No, she's not.
It's just dumb.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this. People aren't as outraged as I would thought, though. A lot of people seem to think this is a good idea.
That's fine, I guess, but I don't get it, and I never will. Nope.
I really wish they just made Metal Gear Solid 5 instead.
Oh, no. So Kojima went on to promise that a new stealth game is in the works.
Well, you see, he tweeted like a picture of a game.
The new thing they're doing with the Fox Engine.
It looks like, as some people said, it might be like a remake of Metal Gear 1. Not Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear 1.
It almost kind of looks like that because it looks like that kind of area. And I don't know, that'd be cool.
But you see, the other thing they said is one concept they explored for Metal Gear Solid 5 involved the boss in Normandy, like during World War II.
Oh. Like going even further back, like you just play as the boss?
I guess.
That'd be cool. Why not? Be better than fucking cutting through a Metal Gear Ray with a sword.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, next.
Okay, next. Do you have anything else you want to say about the VGAs in general?
The Diablo 3 cinematic was really cool.
Yes. So was the Mass Effect 3 one.
I like that Transformers trailer a lot, actually.
Yeah. It started off kind of like, oh, they're doing the Gears of War thing. But then it actually turned out to be really
cool. Grimlock,
Grimlock.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. I don't get the Alan Wake thing at all. They didn't look that good to me, but I guess people like it. We had a very long talk about it, and I don't want to go over it again. I know that nobody here got to hear it.
Well, it's kind of played out by now. You've heard stuff.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, I don't think these shows are as bad as people make them out to be. I get sick when people, like, they're like, I'm going to live tweet the VGAs, and they just watch and go like, oh, I wish I was dead. Then don't watch it, okay?
Yeah,
like,
you're giving them ratings. That's
look,
what they want.
It's the Spike TV Video Game Awards.
As long as it's that, it will never be what you want.
And I still think I know it's not great. I know they didn't give enough awards. I don't think this hurts the industry. I just don't.
No.
People going like, oh, this is hurting your industry.
Oh, they teabag. Look, the Infinity War guys were totally in on
it. Yeah, the Infinity War guy probably deserved a little teabagging.
I think they were in on it.
I kind of laughed at it. Whatever.
Like I said, compared to years past, it was a marked improvement. There was no best game fueled by Doo or anything like that.
Although someone
did count in the hour and a half broadcast, 7.5 minutes were dedicated to actual awards.
Yeah.
Hey, look, people, it's a commercial.
It's a commercial. Just like the Oscars are a commercial. They're all commercials. All these award shows.
Just we're not wearing suits at ours. We're tuxedos.
Not the kind of thing
I mean, I'd like to see an Oscar-style gaming show, but, I mean, the Oscars are having a hard time finding an audience. How's the video game equivalent going to do that?
Exactly. Like, yeah, they're not going to... Nobody would watch the Oscars. I know
Here's
we all want it, but no one would watch
GDC,
it. Except us.
DICE, the award show everyone wants, does happen. It's just not on TV.
Right. And also, no one seems to care very much, huh? So, you know, I don't know.
Besides, it's
not the thing I get worked
like
up
Skyrim
about.
Won Game of the Year. Miyamoto actually got a very nice induction with Zelda into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like the actual,
that was handled
the
really
actual
well.
Winners are pretty much spot on.
Well, it's all elected by
right.
journalists.
They have,
of course, the trophy's a monkey.
Whatever. I just can't get that worked up about it. I'm sorry. I guess I just don't.
I just lowered my expectations so much that I have nothing to lose
anymore.
When
you told me Spike TV Video Game Awards, my expectations were incredibly low. They were met.
There you go.
Winner. All
right. That's nice. The Xbox dashboard's out. They also put up the YouTube app this week for it. You used it much? You tried like Bing searching and all that fun stuff?
I haven't tried it at all.
It's weird. Like if you go to YouTube and do a search, it's like, voice is not enabled.
Really?
Oh, well, could you enable it? I don't know. Feels like you just flip a switch. Well, whatever. It all works. Some people are upset about the new Netflix interface, I guess.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't played with it enough. The major complaints are that if you go to a TV series, it's harder to like look at individual episodes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And they took away that party watch feature from Netflix.
I never used that.
I didn't either, and I didn't really care. But then I actually read a very interesting anecdote from some guy online. Like, I guess his wife is bedridden. And so, like, one way that they would, like, watch movies together is using that. Like, I felt bad for him.
There's things like that on other things, I guess. I don't know.
But, yeah. But I think it's nice. I like the way it looks. Your themes still work. Yeah. Nothing really got lost there. That's the first for these transitions. So, yeah, that'll happen. So, it has been confirmed that Fumito Ueda has left Sony and is working on Last Guardian on a contractual basis, and then he's out.
Didn't someone else leave this game, like, the producer?
Oh, really? I didn't
something,
hear that.
Basically, I'm, like, getting almost kind of worried. It's been so long since we've seen anything, and now, like, people are leaving the studio. Like, they're clearly fighting about something with Sony.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, again, I feel like I keep saying this, and maybe I'm turning into a dick about it, but between this and, you know, all the trouble with Rising and everything, like, I just feel like there's problems with Japanese game development. Like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know if the problem is the designers, like your Kojimas or Ueda, or if it's the publishers. I don't.
The companies at large.
I don't know if the problem is that publishers are saying, like, hey, hurry up, make this game faster, and, like, the designers just won't do it. Or,
I don't know, just in a world where Final Fantasy XIII Versus is nowhere close to being out, and in that time, we've gotten the entire Uncharted trilogy. Like, I just don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
It's true, though.
Yeah, that's sad.
How many Assassin's Creed games have we gotten this generation?
Four.
There's going to be another one next year.
Yeah, this just got to cost so much money. Like, I feel like Metal Gear.
It's hard to make money when you're not selling anything.
Yeah, Metal Gear Rising. Like, how much money has already been sunk into that?
A lot, probably.
That's no good. That's bad news bears.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how long much longer these companies are going to be able to survive like this.
I don't either.
There's no way Square Enix is making money right now. Are they?
Well, they're finally charging monthly fees for Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, yeah. That'll save them. Final Fantasy XIV to the rescue.
Yay.
I wonder how much money. I don't even know how much money they lost in that. Yeah. Between their overly long development periods, disappointing sales, and then the disaster of Final Fantasy XIV, and their inability to make sequels that people actually want,
Kingdom
Hearts 3. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Next.
Okay. So, Nintendo and GameStop have announced that the Circle Pad for the 3DS will be sold exclusively at GameStop.
It seems like a really important thing to only sell at GameStop.
Suddenly it feels a lot less important if you're only selling it at one place. Like, you know, throw it the Best Buy, too. Like, they sell stuff.
I wonder if they really just want people to buy the next 3DS.
That may be it.
Which will have one built in.
Yep. You know, I'm wondering how long it is till someone, like, takes that in a 3DS, rips it all apart, and mods it into it. Like, Ben Heck or someone like that.
I just saw a picture of, like, the insides of the circle paper.
Yeah, there ain't much to it.
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, so I'm sure you could probably rework the circuitry.
Right, it's like a few chips, yeah.
All right. So, one thing at the VGAs was the Joker was voted as best character of the year, and he was holding the Arkham World script.
I can't believe some people took that seriously.
Yeah, Rocksteady came out and said it's not real. Everyone relax.
All right, calm down. We'll make another one. It's not called that.
Meanwhile, we also saw Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD, which is a kind of HD remix of 1 and 2, probably won't have the same soundtrack.
Oh, that sucks.
At the least, on these systems, you could load up whatever soundtrack you want
to
play.
I know, but let's work.
What song from those games are you going to miss?
I couldn't tell you specifically. I just, trust me, if you played any song that was in
games. Oh, yeah, that was in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, if you played any song, Ace of Spades, I remember, was in 2,
the
right?
Ace of Spades.
Those soundtracks were amazing. Oh, that was just a very, very specific feel, playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater with that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Interesting time.
It was. After not hearing about this game for like a year, Sony has re-announced Sorcery coming spring 2012. They've said that this game will demonstrate why the Move is so much better than the Kinect and the Wii, because we're still arguing about that.
Maybe, yeah, and I don't think anyone cares anymore. I mean, I'll tell you, what would you rather have? Sorcery or Fable the Journey?
if I had to pick Fable the Journey, only
what? Oh, come on.
My interest in both games is fairly low, but at least the one feels like I'm moving my hands.
Yeah, maybe if it works.
Well, yeah. You know how you know it's a hardcore game, Mike?
How so?
Because it almost got canceled and got reannounced a year later. I bet it's made in Japan.
Yeah.
So we got information on the fifth character class in the South Park video game. It's the Jew.
You know what's weird about this? If this was in South Park, the show, I wouldn't have batted an eye. They're like, oh, it's fine. But like, it happened in a video game. Like, whoa, are they really going to do that? I wonder, like, and then I thought about, like, well, sure they are. It's South Park. But, like,
I feel like people
are going to be hypersensitive because it's a video game. Like, it would be funny when, like, people try to criticize this game when it comes out. Like, you know.
Yeah, could you watch the TV show that is much more easy for your children to see?
You play as a Jew. Yeah, honestly. You know what? The kids don't even have to pay anything to watch that.
Yeah, you have cable, right?
Yeah, it's a cable.
Your kid's probably watching every night.
But it's funny, I guess.
Apparently the Jew's like a hybrid of a paladin and a monk. That's probably what I'm going to play.
Do you think they're going to have, like... like perks to trading and like oh I feel bad but I mean seriously plus 10 barter skills like seriously like they, I mean you're gonna do it
that's hilarious you're probably right
the Jew
so Club Nintendo.
I wish all the classes were just religions. That'd be kind of funny. They just make fun of your religion the whole time.
Catholics have like a greed ability where they find more treasures or something in treasure chests they open. It's okay. We're Catholic. We can say that.
Oh, man. The Buddhists can they get a lesser cooldown on after they die because they just reincarnate.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Oh god, okay.
This needs to be a game now.
It's gonna be the most offensive game in the world.
That's the title.
Yeah, the world's most
offensive game in the world. Role playing game. Anyway, so Club Nintendo. In America, we seem to have gotten some progress, because, you know, like, Japan always does better stuff in this than we do.
Yeah, can we get games now?
Yeah, we can get, like Xevious 3D and, like, Donkey Kong and Mario Minis March Again or whatever. But then, just to one-up us, Japan then announces that they're giving away a golden nunchuck to complement the golden Wii remote that came with Zelda for, like, 400 coins.
I want that.
I know, me too. Hopefully it'll come here.
Yeah.
Okay, Old Republic comes out, like, tomorrow.
Woo.
So, BioWare announced a very gracious thing where if you're playing with your early access from your pre-order right now, like we are, and we'll talk about that, you actually have until the 22nd to activate your game before your early access cuts off. So if you did order online, it's going to take like a day or two to ship. You can keep playing.
It sucks, because like, I know we're getting it for Christmas, so like we have to wait 3 days just not play it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Then, like, Kotaku reported it like...
It was very confusing.
No, it was just Kotaku being dumb.
Right.
They literally said, if you don't get it done by then, you're going to lose all your progress. No, you're not.
They were just wrong.
Yeah, they're just completely wrong.
That sounds about right for Kotaku.
Absolutely wrong. And then, like, everyone pointed this out to them, and they have not updated that story, which
care.
Is really annoying to me.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, please.
The only thing that's kind of dumb about it is, you know, like, you'll get your little registration code, like, with your 30 days of game time.
Yeah.
That'll take effect whenever you put it in. You think they would just let it say, like, okay, we won't start charging until the 22nd. Because otherwise, what's the incentive to put it in right away? Just wait.
Nah, right.
Get your 2 days.
Yep, yep.
Of course, if you have a registration code, have you seen this? Some people have been sending the game out early because it doesn't really matter. You can't really break street date on it.
Right.
And kind of like what happened with Batman, some of the cars just don't have the code. Some of the boxes don't even have discs.
That's a problem.
BioWare is a... apologized for the inconvenience and thank you for your patience, and they said that about 4 times in the email. You just gotta send an email with a very specific subject tag and it'll get it taken care of, I guess. I mean, at least you got a couple days.
Yeah.
Whoops. Good launch, except for, you know, the physical manufacturing of
goods.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of launch problem.
Yeah,
well, the
right?
launch seems to be going pretty well, except for the enormous queues.
Server queues are massive.
I mean, good right now.
It's kind of hard to be like, oh, it's too popular. I mean, it's not really a fault.
Well, it's rough because like, you don't want to make a rash decision and make too many servers all of a sudden, because
mm-hmm.
then you're going to end up, once it mellows out, you're going to have a bunch of servers with not too many people on it.
Right. Just so. There's got to be something they can do to at least increase capacity. Because you got to figure, at least the way they staggered the game, there's probably at least...
Then you don't want to overpopulate.
Yeah, but at least like, not everyone's in the starting area right now, you know, because they kind of staggered the entry to early access.
Yeah,
like,
well...
Like, everyone's kind of pretty well spread out right now, at least.
Yeah, but...
I know I was playing on a full server, I was playing in the starter area for smugglers, and it said there were only, like, 36 people in there with me.
Yeah, when I'm going through it now, it doesn't seem nearly as crowded as when we were doing just the beta.
Mm-hmm. And the final thing is you've been monkeying with since we started. The holiday Steam sale has begun today.
Yeah, what did... Chris is trying to trade me this.
I don't know. They do their thing where, like, there's a bunch of games for sale that day, and then each of those games has an achievement that if you unlock it, you get an additional prize. Your prize might be a lump of coal, but the lump of coal is an entry to the contest, where it's you keep your wish list full. The top 10 games of your wish list, if you win, you get all those games. Except for the grand prize. Did you see the grand prize?
No.
Every game on Steam.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Jeez. That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It runs till January 2nd or 7th, was it? I didn't write it down. One of those two. And my wallet will probably hurt at the end. I think I'm going to get Orcs Must Die today. It's like $3.75.
Yeah, I don't care about Orcs Must Die.
Okay. That's the news.
All right.
What's your big surprise?
We're going to do a little either or. I don't have too many.
Overpromise and underdeliver, Mike.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, so a couple of these are about just we got all those Ambassador games, right? The Game Boy Advance ones.
Yes. Yeah, they came out Friday.
So some are kind of sparked by that. So Super Mario World or Yoshi's Island?
Super Mario World.
Yeah, I agree.
I know a lot of people really like Yoshi's Island. It's good.
I'll tell you what, people. I remember there was like a period about like 3 years ago, or like maybe 5 years ago, where a lot of people were suddenly coming out with the opinion that Yoshi's Island was the greatest 2D platformer ever. It seems to mellow out, but, like, Yoshi's Island's very good.
Yeah.
I want to put it above Super Mario World.
Yeah, crying baby Mario.
Well, that's not it's very good, it's not, I like Super Mario World better.
I agree.
All right, then, Advanced Wars or Fire Emblem? So we got Fire Emblem the Sacred Stones, which is my favorite Fire Emblem game. Great. But, I mean, would you rather have had Advanced Wars?
I like Fire Emblem more in every regard but one. It's cool that death for a character is permanent. But because of the way I play games, that means for me that if a character dies, I have to start over.
Yeah.
They may as well just start the mission over, because I ain't going anywhere.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
But, I mean, those games, especially the GBA ones, they were gorgeous. The animation for combat in those games looked so good.
It was one of the
good.
Games that, like, looked worse on the DS because they replaced the hand, like the pixel animations with just, like, 3D models.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Wii version, the Wii games. I didn't like it.
I know. It looks so good on GBA.
Right.
They're great games. Advance Wars is still pretty good.
I really thought you were going to say Advance Wars.
No?
I thought you liked Advance Wars more.
That's all, you know, me. I'm a fantasy guy.
Mario Kart or F-Zero? So we got Mario Kart Super Circuit and F-Zero Maximum Velocity.
If we're talking those two games, Mario Kart. I mean, the GBA F-Zero wasn't that great.
Well, I don't think I ever quite got even Super Nintendo F-Zero. I just, like, was never any good at it.
Yeah, I mean, nothing was as good as 64 F-Zero.
GameCube F-Zero is good.
It's good, but I like 64.
I can't believe
they
didn't do a Wii F-Zero.
I know.
Like, how many games did they... Like, you couldn't make that. But, anyway, I mean... the only time I would have ever have taken the F-Zero over a Mario Kart would have been the 64 versions. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Mario Kart beats F-Zero.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's go fast. All right. Jedi or Smuggler? So you played both. You played both of these, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I played a Jedi Counselor to level 10 in the beta. My smuggler that I'm playing in early access is now level 14. I got him to a gunslinger and smuggler all the way. He's freaking fun.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, playing a smuggler is like being Han Solo.
Pretty much.
Playing a Jedi is like being a bad character from the prequels.
A little bit.
It carries over a lot of these things that were set up in the prequels, like the idea of the Jedi Council and the idea that I don't know where this idea came from that Jedi like don't like love. Like there's a notion that Jedi are Vulcans and they're not supposed to have feelings of any kind.
Yeah, meanwhile, in, you know, Star Wars original trilogy and then the books, like, Luke got married, had kids,
basically,
one seemed to mind.
Basically, all the bad things in the prequels
are the result of that.
It was a result of Yoda not understanding love. It's basically like, I remember that scene where Anakin just, like, went up and said, like, I have a lot of problems right now. Can you help me? And Yoda said, like, you should not become attached to anybody ever, and then you won't have anything to lose. Wow, Yoda, good advice. I bet that everybody really took that one. I bet he's not going to go crazy and murder everyone later. And then even later, funny. Yoda's like, Luke, you have to kill Darth Vader.
Do I?
Yeah. You know that scene where like Luke like has Darth Vader beaten, he like is wailing on him, and he's like, and Emperor's like, kill him, and Luke's like, doesn't. I bet if Yoda was there, he'd be like, yeah, kill him. And like Luke would probably have turned into like the next Sith, and like Yoda would be like, oh yeah, no, no. Yoda's stupid.
So you're saying it's all Yoda's fault?
It's all Yoda's fault. I just don't like the idea that somehow BioWare is taking this thing from the prequels to heart that like Jedi are boring.
But keep in mind, I mean, in the game though, you can get fall in love as a Jedi. You can break the code.
Yeah, but like, I don't like. Yeah, but they say it's dark side.
Is
which,
it really?
Yeah, well, I think so. Right. Well,
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
There was a mission early on where two Jedi were in love, and I didn't report them.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I got dark side points.
Well,
I'll
I mean,
go to
for
hell.
Your character specifically, you can. Do the whole. I mean,
I tell you what. I bet if you're a Jedi falls in love, they will give you dark side points. Like
oh,
you're
well,
evil.
So be it.
It's I don't like. We're kind of jumping ahead. I don't like that they do the light side dark side thing. And
yeah, we'll get to that.
All right. Yeah, the smuggler. I don't know. Seems more fun. Also, smuggler does not play like any class in World of Warcraft. It's very unique. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Jedi Knight is straight up a warrior from.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up a. World of Warcraft warrior. Okay, so Miyamoto. Okay, this. Here's the thing. So, like, somebody like asked Miyamoto, like, "Oh, would you ever let somebody else make a Zelda game?" He's like, "Ah, maybe Retro. They made Metroid, and that was good." So, of course, the headline at every blog thing was Miyamoto Retro might make a Zelda game, like, or something.
Yeah.
Which was the grossest. Oh, that was, it was so bad. Yeah. All the blogs looked so bad. I don't think anyone cared but me. I was like, ugh. But, so here's my question, though. Would you like to see a Retro Zelda?
A Retro Zelda or a Retro Zelda?
No, like Retro Studios making Zelda.
Yeah, I know. It couldn't hurt, I guess.
I'd say no. The Zelda series is in a good place right now.
It is in a good place.
It doesn't
need
to be shaken up like Metroid did. But have Retro do something else. Have them make a Star Tropics game or something crazy.
There you go.
I don't know. You don't need them. You have a team to make Zelda games. You don't need Retro to make a Zelda game.
Agreed.
You should get Team Ninja to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I still liked. I know I'm the weirdo who liked Metroid.
You're the only one.
I know. The key's with me. All right, this is my last one. Sonic CD, Japanese or American soundtrack?
I'm kind of getting exposed to most of the Japanese soundtrack for the first time, but for nostalgia's sake, I still got to say the American one. I know that's kind of not the popular opinion, but you get the title Tempest Zone, you do, you know, na na na,
I do like that.
Na na na, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
I know, I love it. It's fantastic.
I might like Go-Go Sonic or Toot Toot Sonic Warrior better than Sonic Boom. Not by much.
I know. Sonic Boom's still great.
Toot Toot Sonic Warrior. Yeah. I still did buy this, actually. All right, but so let's talk about Star Wars then.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about it a lot, but we're playing more.
Like I said, I've been playing a level 14 smuggler and a PvP server because that's where my buddy went because he's an idiot. No PvP has happened yet, and I'm not far enough, I don't think.
Right.
But, let's jump into your point about the whole light side, dark side thing in the game. Because the problem is the level of choice that BioWare goes for in these games is starting to hit like very interesting gray areas. But then you're still trapped in the confines of Star Wars, which is all light side, dark side.
Right.
You know? It's binary.
Right. I feel like they like wanted to make the moral choices more interesting than like very obvious light or dark, but they still reward you as if they were.
Right. So like... You get missions where, you know, both choices you have to make have a good side and a bad side to them. Like, do you stop the delivery of documents for legislation so that the Republic dumps the Jedi and joins the Sith? Or do you steal them and disrupt due process? Well, either you're saying, well, government's bad or the Sith are bad.
Yeah.
But yet, one's light and one's dark. And I don't
like it.
Like, I feel like, you know, it's like when you're in high school and you're taking a true-false test and yeah. They both seemed right, and you wish you could, like, write an explanation for your answer in the margins and maybe the professor would read it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I just don't think it had a place in an MMO. I know why they did, because it was in KOTOR, I just, and I don't know what it, I don't know what it's going to lead to exactly.
Well, there's certain items that have a light or dark side requirement.
See, I don't like
that.
There's
like light one, light two, light three. Now, at least it's not.
What's the light side Sith items look like? I don't get it.
I don't know.
That makes it. Like, if you're a dark side Jedi, do you join the Sith? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Like, what's the point of having that there's not a point in the game where you have to say, I'm going to be a Sith or a Jedi? That was the point in KOTOR.
You could be fighting for the Republic, but just embrace the dark side.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
Who's ever done that? No precedent.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
I don't like it.
We don't know how it happens in the story. It could work. We don't know.
I have never heard of a dark side Jedi before, and neither have you. It's by definition.
No
yeah,
one
just
could
give me
see
a face.
The face I was looking at.
Yeah, by definition, if you follow the dark side, you're a Sith.
Okay, well, you're there's a distinction between the Sith and the Sith Empire, I think.
Okay,
here.
But do they acknowledge this distinction? I doubt it.
I think. I don't know.
So you can be a Sith fighting for the Republic. You know you
kind
can't.
Kind of, yes. No. To your point. There are Jedi using the dark side. You see them at the beginning of the game in this training area for Jedi Knight and Counselor.
What?
That guy. He wasn't a Sith. He was a Jedi who was on the dark side.
Who? Oh.
That guy. I don't know his name.
He was clearly turning. He's
well,
clearly
yeah,
going
but he
to
wasn't,
be a
like,
Sith.
With the Sith. He wanted to use his power for the sake of the Republic.
Yeah, and he got... Everyone said, shame on you. So what happens when you turn into like that? Do they all?
They should all say shame on you. I don't know.
Come on, this morality system does not need to be here.
At the least, it's not like a pendulum where, like, if you start gaining dark side points, you lose light side points. I mean, they're their own separate meters. But just in an MMO, you're gonna want to min max. That's how it always goes.
Right. Well, exactly. So if you are a character who makes like evil and good decisions, then you will have
two half full meters,
and you won't be able to get awesome items. That's bad. That I do not like that
right.
at all. Especially with smugglers, they're supposed to be all about gray areas. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, my enjoyment of my character improved a lot when I stopped caring about it, and I just made the choices that made sense.
Yeah,
to me
but
and didn't
the problem
worry
is you're going
points.
To yeah, but now you're going to be like punished for that later.
I've never hit max level in an MMO. I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I do, so.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I don't like that. But...
I mean, but the thing is, I love the storytelling. I like my character a lot. I like the companion system's great. I love that.
I still am incredibly disappointed by the race options. God,
I'm
boring.
Over it.
They're boring. They didn't even have enough. Like, I chose like Cyborg, and it was weird the choices they gave me. Like, because some of them would be like one of the like implants and then a beard, but sometimes you couldn't also have the beard for no real reason.
Yeah, like they think this facial hair and implants were like merged instead of being separate.
Yeah,
whatever. I don't know. I gave my guy the Cyborg eye patch. I wanted that. That's right. Kind of what I wanted.
But like, the choices were human, Cyborg, which is basically human, Twi'lek,
Zabrak,
and then like the one
these
that,
green people.
Yeah, they just look like humans with a green. Disappointing. All right. I think that's that for that. I don't know if I play anything else.
Sonic CD came out.
Sonic CD came out.
I'm playing it on my Xbox, my iPad, and my iPhone, and it's freaking sweet.
Oh, it's Sonic CD.
I love it. I am so happy.
I played Sonic Generations on the 3DS.
You beat it.
I beat it. It's very short. There aren't as many levels.
Right. There's six, right? Six worlds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Okay.
Which is still not a whole lot.
Right.
2x each. It has real bonus stages, unlike the other version. But like, it doesn't have like all the, like those like missions. And I mean, I think they do, but I don't think they. You know, there isn't the whole like collecting thing,
yeah,
basically.
Okay.
So I mean, it was good, but it wasn't as good as the console version. Which I know a lot of people thought that Sonic Colors was better on portable than it was for the console. Not the case here.
Okay.
I
beat Skyrim's main quest.
Was it cool?
It was cool.
Yeah. I'm.
Yeah, and sweet. We also had a very funny exchange. Because after I beat it, I was going through some random dungeons, and I found a treasure map.
Oh, that's fine.
And I could tell where this treasure map was pointing to. It was right by the Lady Stone in the one lake in like kind of like the southwest. So I go to the stone, and I swim out to where this X is in the lake, and I start swimming around, and I cannot find anything in that water. And then Michael said to me...
Maybe the fragile ecosystem of Skyrim is the greatest treasure of all.
To which was a perfectly acceptable answer to me, and sure. I don't worry about it anymore.
There you go.
But just for fun, I started a new character in the game. I'm now playing a after canvassing Twitter for suggestions, it's a Nord with a shield and an axe.
And a girl.
Yes. I like to play the complete opposite of what I was doing before. She's a Stormcloak.
So you like to play for the other team?
Sure.
Yeah, that's funny. Low blow. Not my greatest.
I found out that the voice for the female version of the commando in SWTOR is the same girl who does FemShep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like my voice actor also as a
bounty. Yeah, the guy who's the voice of the smuggler is great.
Smuggler, I mean. Yeah, much better.
Anything else? I feel like there's something else we played. We still haven't played Skylanders yet.
Yeah, we played Skylanders, Lord of the Rings, or Rayman Origins. There's a lot of work to be done. Yeah,
there's a stack. I think that's everything.
All right, then. Let's
look at some releases. What's coming out this week besides SWTOR, Mike? Anything?
Yeah, give me a second. I totally forgot to pull this paper.
All right, well, Postal 3's coming out. That'll be great.
I didn't know that.
Using
really?
The Source Engine. How did I never hear about this?
Are you sure? Are you sure it's like one
it
of those
says
things?
December 20th.
I feel like this is one of those things where, like, they just never updated their listing for it. I mean, not that the game would get a lot of press, but I feel like I would at least know that it was a game coming out.
Well, let's see.
When did Postal 2 come out? That was a while ago.
Yeah. That had Gary Oldman in it.
Really? Okay.
Or, I mean, not Gary Oldman, Gary Coleman.
Star Wars The Old Republic. Trine 2. I think this one could do... I think you can play as all three people at the same time, like co-op style now.
Oh, cool.
Sonic CD. Heavy Fire Afghanistan. The Chosen Few for 3D. It was 3DS, I mean. What's with all these Afghanistan games? I Heart Geeks for the DS. And Stormwind.
It's a Dreamcast shooter. This is that company that still makes Dreamcast bullet hells.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Stormwind.
That's cool. Sweet.
All right. Thanks for listening to Exploring Real Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. We're also part of the Couchbound Network at couchbound.net. Right?
Got it.
Yep.
Yes.
That's it. All right. We're on the iTunes Music Store. And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/ExplainingBarrel. And on facebook.com/ExplainingBarrel. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploring Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Woo. Oh, yeah. It's happy 10 years since Lord of the Rings came out. Yay.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast is now part of the Couchbound Network. Check out couchbound.net for new episodes of the Exploding Barrel Podcast, along with other podcasts featuring all kinds of geeky, nerdy stuff.